Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 15 with verses 30 and through 33 in the book of Romans. I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in the struggle by your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the disobedient in Judea, and that my ministry for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the holy ones, so that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and be refreshed together with you. The God of peace be with all of you. Amen. The feeling of God brings about a sublime sensation, overcoming doubts, raising faith to a height of undeniable joy, where peace resolves all issue with just the mention of his name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Paul asks for prayers as the weapon of choice, allowing God's will to find salvation's love, faith, and hope of his mercy. Here is what our practice leads to each day, embracing the awe-inspiring hug of God's Spirit. You can feel it as your guide by just calling on him in Jesus' name. The Spirit so holy will grasp your soul to lift your hearts past the pain of any situation, to find and know his harmony by wanting all souls to experience this refreshing date with redemption. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alan and Alexandra, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. Prayers for those that we've said that we pray for. And we pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, may you give their last breath the feeling of peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. That means to practice, pray, and proclaim the Gospels. Amen. Today's poem comes from Romans 15. It's the conclusion with verses 30 through 33. It's a two-stanza poem with a one-line ending. It's ongoing. It's titled, Peace of God, You All. Amen. Sublime. Brothers, you urge I, Christ Jesus, Lord, by Spirit of love, behalf mine provides. Prayers join. Struggles, God survives. Judea, disobedient, deliver me. Acceptable Jerusalem ministry mine. One's holy joy, see. God's will together, refreshed, bind. Peace of God, you all. Amen. Sublime. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 26, 2022. I'm recording this morning early at 6:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day. Ha! In the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at normal time of 6:03. In the name of Jesus. Calling out extra prayers today for all the prayer warriors praying for those close to us and not so close. Prayers for those dealing with this virus, it seems to linger and hang around. And praise in God for the deliverance of my good friends John and Marie from COVID. They're getting stronger every day. May the Lord lift you up and bring you peace. Again, thanks for joining us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The holy name of Jesus. 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 God bless you. In the name of Jesus.